It is I, Mr. Buckmaster, ready to do business here at 12:04 on the Buckmaster Show, along with our friend Ray Allen. Ray, producing and engineering the show, wearing a happy face, and he's ready to do this. And together we welcome you to Buckmaster for Tuesday, April the 19th, 2016. We're on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. We live stream the show at KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com. We have a very full hour as usual. The live line number is 790-2040 for your calls, questions, and comments. We'll invite you as well to become a friend of the show on Facebook. In addition, we do Twitter at Buckmaster Show. We'll begin with a conversation with one of the five members of the governing board of the Tucson Unified School District, the state's second largest public school district. It's Crystal Foster. We'll join her in a moment. At about 20 past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman checks in. I think he's in Marseille in the south of France. Sounds very inviting. He'll do his Tuesday Moneymaker report for us from Europe. And then at 12:30, State Representative Mark Fincham from District 11. And we'll close out the show with former UA College of Medicine dean and now the creator of Credible Meds website, Dr. Ray Woosley, will join us. Let's go now to Crystal Foster. Crystal, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. You have announced you will be standing for re-election for another four-year term. Why should people re-elect you to the board?
Well, consistency. We've done a lot of good work in the last 3 years that I've been on the board, and we have a strong leadership team in place, and we need to continue that.
Before we go any further, congratulations to one of the TUSD schools, University High, making the top 25 of the U.S. News and World Report top schools in the nation. This also included charter schools, and Basis Tucson North and Basis Oro Valley were ranked third and sixth best schools in the country, respectively. University High was ranked 24. So for those who say there are no good schools in the TUSD district, certainly University High proves them wrong, doesn't it?
Sure, absolutely. Congratulations to all of the family, students, and teachers at UHS. And, you know, we have a lot of good schools in TUSD. I'm really proud of UHS, and I'm proud of all of our schools.
We have a call right off the bat, then I have a couple of questions that have come in on my Facebook page, so let's go right to it. Tom would like to ask Crystal Foster a question about the budget. Go ahead, Tom.
Ms. Foster, will there be a 7% or more budget overrun besides the passage of Proposition 1, 2, 3?
Okay, maybe you're asking about our bond plan that we are considering right now. We haven't voted on that. We definitely... staff wants to bring a solid plan to us to vote on, and so right now we're looking at the possibilities. Our schools have not been funded for maintenance and operations like they need to be funded by the state, so it's definitely something we need to consider.
All right. We also have a question coming in on my Facebook page asking, wanting me to ask you about, will you be recommending a $2 an hour raise for TUSD teachers at the board meeting next meeting?
I don't know. I haven't heard that. That's not something I'm bringing forward. I know with Prop 1, 2, 3, there would be a 1% raise. We could do that if Prop 1, 2, 3 passes. And then there's another 1% that our teachers would gain going into the next school year. So there would be the possibility of a 2% raise. Again, that's if Prop 1, 2, 3 passes.
Are you supporting 1, 2, 3?
I am. We have to support 1, 2, 3 and fund our schools. You know, how did Tim Steller put it in the paper this weekend? I think he said, you want a different deal, then elect a different legislature and governor. But until then, our students and teachers, you know, they need funding now, right now. And we can't fall for the triggers will mess this up line forever, because nothing's forever. You know, if the Constitution has changed, we pass an amendment to fix that. But right now, we can vote them out, we can change the triggers, but I'm elected to help the kids right now and our schools today, and we need to fund them this year, this summer.
All right, let's go back to the live line. Jim is called. Jim Kelly, you're with Crystal Foster. Jim.
Hi.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Crystal. Crystal, you said that the last 3 years have been very good for TUSD. What metrics are you using to measure that statement? Are we talking about, more teachers in the classroom, less use of substitutes? Are we talking graduation rates? How are you measuring very good at the last 3 years?
Well, we're definitely, we have reduced so we know that students have left TUSD, right, and that our district is shrinking, and we have reduced that shrinkage, if you will. And so last year we lost less students than we did the year before that and the year before that. So our attendance, that is growing. We have definitely, we have more students. We were given an award by College Board for having more students in our AP classes, and not only having more minority students in our AP classes, but they're doing better on those tests. And so that's, we have that recognition. We've been recognized for our financial reporting. We have our Steps to Success program. That's an award-winning program as well. We've brought over 400 students back to school that have dropped out, and 40 of those have gone on to graduate. So we have a lot of metrics that we're definitely using. It's hard right now because during these 3 years, the state moved from AIMS testing to AZ merit testing, and so last year was the first year that all of our students took that test. So we'll see how they do this year. That's another metric. We're definitely making progress. I know that's not a popular thing that people want to think about. It's much easier to talk about how bad things are happening, especially in a campaign year. We have to always keep that in mind, but we're doing good work, and we have to support the teachers and the staff that are making that happen.
All right, back to our Facebook questions. A Facebook friend wondering about Mexican-American culturally relevant courses, the attendance or the recruitment of students and the recruitment of teachers has been, in our Facebook friend's opinion, too slow.
Right. Well, that's interesting because I don't know where they get that perception from, because last year we had 23 CRC teachers. This year we have 43. And last year we were serving 700 students in the program, and this year we have over almost about 2,000. And so, we're definitely, it is tough because we're still between a rock and a hard place when it comes to the state law. There are requirements for turning in lesson plans and such that other teachers don't have. And so, you really have to be a committed, passionate teacher to be a part of that program. But, we've definitely almost doubled the number of teachers.
How would you say morale is now on the board among the five members?
Morale on the board?
Yeah.
Well, I'm honored to do this work all the time. And, we do a lot of the tension is always there, right? The 3-2, where it's very, we know that there's a split. We know that Mark and Mike, don't vote for the things they didn't vote for, the teacher raises. I supported two teacher raises in the last 3 years. They don't support the strategic plan. I'm definitely supporting that strategic plan. And so I think it's unfortunate that they make it political with their vote. And, it might be easier if you think about it to be in the minority, because you can vote against the man, right? You can vote against the system, but you still get to claim the work that's been done. But if we don't have votes up there to support this work and move it forward, then things won't happen.
Well, Dr. Stegeman's been on this program repeatedly saying the same thing, that he's urged the other board members to meet with him over coffee. Would you meet with him over coffee?
I met with Mark a long time ago over coffee, and it's kind of a manipulative situation. So I will definitely meet with him and work with him in our meetings. He also then charges us for open meeting law violations. So, we do work well together. I've met with Mike Hicks numerous times. We've definitely had dinner. We've had, we've had lunch. I can work with Mike. I absolutely can.
All right. What about the TUSD pilot program reducing mandatory testing? Are you on board on that?
So we haven't voted for any such thing. And first, and foremost, this I definitely, we have to reduce testing. There's no doubt about that. But this proposal by Mark, you know, that's not the way we do it. And, you know, Bill, this isn't the first plan that Mark has brought forward through the media. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember, but back in March of 2013, Mark came on your show and, you know, he shared his plans for moving Dodge Middle School. He wanted to move them to Townsend. And I don't know if you remember what happened just a few days after that, but that's when Dr. Pettacone resigned. Hmm. You know, that was kind of a straw that broke the camel's back. And John and I were at a Pima County Collaborative meeting the night before that he met with us as a board to tell us he was leaving. And we talked about the challenges of running TUSD and what Mark had said on their show and bringing a plan forward, publicizing a plan when you're not the superintendent. You know, that really undermines a leader's work, and that's the kind of strategy that trumps district leadership rather than supporting the work.
All right, Crystal Foster, we're going to have to run quickly about your qualifications. You are a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And you want to tell our listeners a little thumbnail about you, but give it about 10 seconds.
Right, so I have over 20 years as a teacher. I work in Sunnyside just down the street. I live close to Rincon, and I bring that educator perspective to the board and to the decisions that we make.
All right, Crystal Foster, we'll let you get back to school. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much, Bill. Have a good afternoon.
Okay, thank you. Crystal Foster, TUSD governing board member. All right, coming up, believe it or not, Memorial Day is coming up in like 5.5 weeks, something like that. And that means the big Silver City Blues and Bikes Festival. 21st annual Taj Mahal Trio will be headlining 3 hours east of Tucson. That is going to be a great weekend. The Dirty Dozen Brass Band is going to be involved. So it's huge. And guess what? It's free. Can't beat that. So that's going to be a terrific weekend. Great places to stay over in Silver City, like Bear Creek Cabins, Pinos Altos Cabins. The full listing of the many places to stay and much to do at southwestnewmexico.org.
What is it, boy? You want to go where? To the Humane Society's Putting on the Dog? It is the best event in Tucson. You're right. We should go.
Get your tickets to Tucson's best pet event, Putting on the Dog, Friday, May 6th from 6 to 9 at the Tucson Hilton El Conquistador. Food by Tucson Originals, live and silent auctions, great entertainment, and more. Tickets at hssaz.org/POD. All proceeds benefit the Humane Society of Southern Arizona.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. What if you could see tomorrow? At Biosphere 2, being at the forefront of scientific discovery and innovation is our goal. And every Saturday during April, Biosphere 2 will present expert talks and have science activities focusing on Earth Month. What if presentations include a Nobel Prize winning climate professor, Oceans Day, and wild jaguars in Arizona? Tours daily and more info at biosphere2.org. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for our monthly visit with Dr. Victoria Mazes, who heads up the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine, plus Democratic congressional candidate in District 1, Tom O'Halloran. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's Voice, with live streaming podcasts and our archive on my site, buckmastershow.com.
Shelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
All right, let's go now on the live line to Shelly Fishman, who I believe is in Marseille in southern France on the beautiful French Riviera. Shelly, how are you? How's the trip going?
Oh, the trip's going great, Bill. thanks for asking. And it is beautiful, and I'm overlooking the marina, the harbor here at the old harbor, actually, in Marseille. Spent the day in Saint-Tropez, of all places. There's a kind of a national park that you have to drive through and over to get to Saint-Tropez, and the long trip and the winding roads are certainly worth it.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about Spain, and I know you spent a little time in Spain here during this European trip that you're involved in. For folks that don't know, there's Madrid and the folks that, and then there's Barcelona, as they say. But it's the rivalry is huge, and the folks in Barcelona in that area have talked about separatism, actually separating from Spain.
Right. Well, the state of Catalunya has a long and, you know, several thousand year history of not wanting to be part of Spain. Then they were part of Austria for a while, and the whole Austria, you know, Austro-Hungarian Empire, and then the Spanish kings kind of traipsed through Catalan to reassert their hold over Flanders and the lowlands in northern Europe. Catalonia has really been a place in Spain that has a strong history of wanting to be its own nation, has its own language. Its language is really, if you're sitting there, you can hear the French, you can hear the Latin, you can hear the Spanish, of course, and the language is kind of a combination of those things because it evolved differently from the way Castilian Spanish evolved. If you speak to young Catalans, they are convinced that their country will become an independent country and part of Europe, but not part of Spain. If you speak to people who are not necessarily as enthusiastic about that, they say, well, you know, that's a nice idea, but it ain't ever going to happen because the European Union won't let it happen.
And economic considerations probably are the big kind of the tipping point there, right, Shelley Fishman?
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. The emotional connection, I think, is certainly nationalistic and linguistic and historical. But the present day situation is that Catalan is a very, very productive and successful part of the Spanish economy. They give more to Madrid and to the Spanish economy than they get back out of the Spanish economy. And they think that that's not fair. And so what they're saying is, well, you know, maybe we'll get off this high horse if you'll come up with a formula that at least keeps us equal and gets us back from the central government what we give to the central government. It's kind of, if New York said, or California said, or Washington, the state of Washington said, well, we're going to withdraw from the union unless we get our fair share back and stop giving it to places like, you know, Alabama and Mississippi.
Yeah, and you know, Shelley, there are parallels with our neighbor to the north in Canada, the way certainly Quebec has talked about, and at one time had a very strong separatist movement going on, not so strong anymore, that they felt that Ottawa was not just, that the central government was just not taking care of French-speaking Canada. So in many ways, there's a parallel there with Catalonia.
Absolutely, Bill. In fact, that's a very good... That's a really good example of how, you know, an area that has its own separate culture and its own separate language can want to be its own separate country, but then with the right kind of, you know, political solutions that are brought to bear, that feeling can be ameliorated and the country can kind of be brought together. And the Canadians have done a very good job with that.
How is your sense of the economy going over there in your visit, your past couple of weeks over there? What's the feeling you're getting?
Well, in Barcelona, there's a lot of construction. You don't get the feeling that, you know, the youth unemployment is as high as 25%. You don't get the feeling that the country has gone through what it has gone through in the past couple of, five or 7 years. In the rest of Spain, you do. But Barcelona, there, you know, you see a lot of construction going on, and you know the people are out. They're doing things. You don't have any feeling that there's a recession. However, you do get the sense that there's too many kids on the street, especially in the evening. Why are these 20-somethings, you know, not preparing for work the next day?
Mm-hmm.
So I that is simply an observation. There's nothing that I can, you know, point to that says that my observation is in any way statistically correct. But I did get the feeling that there's a lot of people who are local people, and they're out in the evening partying and enjoying themselves and being out socially in a way that I think if you were employed, you probably wouldn't be.
Yeah, even though, of course, in Spain they do eat rather late. Dinner time is 10 o'clock
oh,
at night.
Yes. the restaurants will open up begrudgingly at 8.
Yeah,
very often at 9.
Oh yeah.
But you can get tapas. You can get fed earlier if you want to, but the culture is a very Mediterranean one. By the way, it's not very dissimilar here in Marseille. Where the restaurants open up at 7:30 or 8 o'clock for dinner. And, of course, the French are foodies. They just are.
That's it. Shelley, before we let you go, for those that don't know, Spain was really, Spain and Portugal, the Iberian Peninsula, hit so hard by the economic downturn. And I just saw something yesterday that Spain is starting to recover pretty well. So that's good news.
Oh, absolutely. The dependence upon the German construction and housing boom has been set aside. The economy is doing much better. They've got, you know, they've got a big hole to dig themselves out of. But by the way, it's the same here in southern France. You see construction all over the place. There is no sense at all of, you know, some of the things we hear about Europe as being, you know, both depressed and they can't grow and they don't know what they're doing. You don't get that feeling at all.
All right, Shelley.
When you're in Europe, you get the feeling that the Europeans have the system that they want to have.
Shelley Fishman, thank you very much. Shelley, where can people find out more about you? And you have been, I don't want to put you on a spot, but you've been checking your email, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The best way to reach me is through your site, mm-hmm. For listeners, the Buckmaster Show, uh-huh. is buckmastershow.com, and then send me an email, and I get right back. And you know, you can hear this connection, you know, from 7,000 miles away. There's no problem with telephone calls.
Really, really good. Every time we've talked from Europe, it seems like the connection is a lot better than going to be from locally here in Tucson. Shelley, thanks. Have a great evening over there.
Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your health care by taking your medicines safely.
The Don't Miss Business event of the season is here. The 2016 Better Business Bureau Torch Awards are May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort at 5:30 p.m. Join us for a celebration of the long history of Better Business Bureau in Southern Arizona as we honor this year's winners for their work in community service, customer excellence, and ethics. This spectacular dinner event is selling fast. Don't delay. Reserve your spot today and register at bbb.org/Tucson.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Our business and technology section takes a different look at the economy from the Mises Institute, the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, Mises Global Economic Trend Analysis, and the Daily Bell. It is business and technology news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:35 on this Tuesday afternoon. If you have not been over to Green Things, just really, Jan and Jack, the owners, have done such a great job expanding from initially 4 acres now to 13 acres, and I was over there over the weekend, and the place is just loaded. Beautiful flowers, I bought some great pottery. They've got it all over there. 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Check out their website, greenthingsaz.com. Let's go now to the state capitol. State Representative from District 11, Republican Mark Fincham. Representative Fincham, how are you today?
I'm well, Bill. Thanks for asking.
You, of course, are standing for re-election. Your first election was in 2014, and when you're not at the legislature, you are a realtor. How has this session gone, and are we getting closer to a budget?
I would hope that every minute that goes by, we get closer to a budget. Today, I believe, is our 100th day. So by constitution, we're pushing the limit. So do I think that we're going to have a budget by midnight tonight? No. There are still too many open items. There's a distance that we need to cover. Of course, when we have a surplus, there are always members that are ready to advocate for their particular favored, I'll call it green pork. They want certain things done, and frankly, we've got some obligations that we have not yet made good on, and a promise made is a debt unpaid. So that's my position, and I would like to see us take care of some of the things that we had to let slide, deferred maintenance, for example, of infrastructure, when the state was in such trying times, just like every household. I mean, we're no different. We don't have any more money than that which the taxpayers give us to spend. And I think sometimes bureaucracies fail to recognize that fact.
What do we have now available in that surplus at this point?
Well, it's actually a fake number. To be honest with you, it's a trend line. The way taxation is moving, there's an approximation of somewhere on the order of about $600 million, which, okay, good for us. We have trimmed and moved consolidation, actually running government a little bit more like a business. Business is far more accountable than government, so it looks like we're moving the needle on that. But we, I think, still have got a long ways to go. I would prefer to see any surplus that we have go towards, I don't know, how about an escrow account that pays off our mortgages in at the 10-year mark? We were in such bad shape under the Napolitano and going into the Brewer administration that we had to sell mortgage our state buildings. So we're now incurring an interest cost, carrying cost, the taxpayers are paying for when fiscal restraint at the time would have been, or leading up to that time, would have been a little bit more appropriate, and we wouldn't have some of the issues that we have today. So I'm an advocate of setting that money aside and being prepared on 10 years plus a day. We have a 10-year prepayment penalty, which is I mean, that was the cost of the money. So 10 years plus a day, I would like to see us be in a position that we would be able to pay off that mortgage in one fell swoop.
And how much would that be to pay off that mortgage?
I do not know the total number, but it's a big one.
Big time.
It is a big one.
The kids care, restoring the kids care health insurance program has been it's been a sticking point. Where does that stand right now?
It's in the budget process?
Yes.
To be honest with you, I have no idea. The back and forth between the House and the Senate, as you can imagine, it's confidential discussions right now because it's just not something that we're ready to disclose. But I am not in on that particular part of the conversation on the budget.
Where are you on record on Proposition 123, Representative Fincham?
I'm not real pleased with it, but we've got to do some things to resolve the lawsuit. It's a negotiated agreement between the plaintiff, which was the school system, and the state. One of the things that I think we fail to recognize is the state land trust is there to help fund education. It's doing that at a very low rate right now. I know that Treasurer DeWitt and former Treasurer, now Governor Ducey, are widely apart on the right thing to do. I do know one thing, that we need to get more money into the classroom, and by that I'm a fan of increasing teacher pay by 40%. Mm-hmm. The issue that I've got with Prop 123 is everybody talks about local control. Well, we tried local control, and we have seen the cost of overhead of education skyrocket while we see a fairly flat line on performance. Performance meaning the number of kids, the percentage of kids that we got graduating out of school. I would like to see that money actually dedicated towards things that we know are going to show dividends, meaning teacher pay. Instead of churning through teachers, how about we attract great teachers and then keep them? That's one of the things that disturbs me about Prop 123, is that we have not been prescriptive about where the money will be spent, how the money will be spent. Overall, though, I think we do need to do something. And taxpayers have been very clear that they don't want to see taxes increased. So we start looking at what are the things that are already in place. And one of the things that goes along with the Prop 123 and the use of the land trust dividends, it's not the corpus, not the principal, but the interest that it's generating, is the idea that Arizona only has control of a very small portion of the land. A lot of the money that we would be receiving for education actually gets sent off to Washington, D.C.
So what has to be done here before, is the budget just the big item of business, or is there anything else that's out there that needs attention?
Oh, we've got a number of bills. I think the number is somewhere close to 100, 125 bills that are kind of stuck in the system. Mm. The governor's basically said, don't send me any more bills until you send me a budget. I'm not interested in signing anything. And I think he has basically said, I want to see some progress. You've had 100 days. Where are we at on finances? And I think that's legitimate. Yeah. At some point, we do need, though, to address issues like HB 2088. Which deals with parental authority and the ability of schools to administer surveys to kids that may be inappropriate. That's just one bill of many that's in the pipeline that we're just kind of waiting on.
All right. What a difference from last year. The session had long ended, actually, a year ago. And now,
81 days.
Yeah, and now we're back to some of those sessions that I remember in years past where you know, I hope it doesn't come down to that where we're stopping the clock on June 30th. I hope it doesn't come down.
Oh, my gosh. Me too. I've got a job I need to return to.
I bet.
I actually have to earn a living.
There you go. Mark Fincham, thank you very much for spending part of your lunch hour with us. Appreciate it.
You bet, Bill. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot. State Representative Mark Fincham representing Republican from District 11. All right, coming up on the Buckmaster Show, we're going to be talking about your medication. If you have any questions about medications, now would be a great time to get ready to dial us up at 790-2040, 790-2040. Dr. Ray Woosley will be with me in studio right after this.
Do you have flood or fire damage to your home?
Floods and fires can attract termites to the home and destroy pass prevention measures. Five Star Termite and Pest Control has a comprehensive treatment plan to protect your refurbished home. Five Star treats the building materials of the home not once, but twice. You can have Five Star's most thorough treatment protecting your home, and your homeowner's insurance covers it.
So before your restoration begins, call Five Star Termite and Pest Control, 886-0045.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. What if you could see tomorrow? At Biosphere 2, being at the forefront of scientific discovery and innovation is our goal. And every Saturday during April, Biosphere 2 will present expert talks and have science activities focusing on Earth Month. What if presentations include a Nobel Prize-winning climate professor, Oceans Day, and wild jaguars in Arizona? Tours daily and more info at biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Amma Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Time for our monthly segment on really taking control of your own health care. We call it Your Meds. It features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean, founder and now president emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest creation is CredibleMeds.org, one of the world's most trusted sources of medicine. The Credible Meds website is a terrific source for anybody that has any questions about medication, and people from all over the world. I think, Dr. Woosley, you've logged people have logged in from 180 countries. So, I mean, it's certainly worldwide. CredibleMeds.org. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you.
You know, what caught my eye, and I wanted to bring it up, is there was a report from ARP, the American Association of Retired Persons, about the cost of drugs. And many of these drugs are widely used by seniors, older Americans. The cost of a one-year supply of one medicine in seven years has doubled to more than $11,000.
That blew me away. I really appreciated you picking up this topic because everybody knows medicines are expensive. I think we failed to realize how expensive. The other data point they had that just got my attention was that one medicine for most seniors costs 3/4 of their Social Security payment.
Unbelievable.
How can you live?
3/4 of average Social Security payment going to one medicine.
Just one. And we know that the seniors are taking 4, 5, and 6 medicines.
And the average American, really, studies are showing that 1 in 4 Americans are having trouble, Dr. Woosley, just paying for medications. And then you wonder why pharmacists tell us that there is a percentage of prescriptions that are never filled.
Exactly. People get to the counter and they find out what it's going to cost them. And they say, my gosh, I can't eat if I do that. So they don't take medicines. It can be life-saving. And that runs up. They then have to go to they have a heart attack or a stroke, and they end up in their emergency rooms. So, you know, we're paying for it in other ways. And these medicines, because of the FDA, we know they work and they can save lives, but the cost has just become unexcusable.
790-2040 if you'd like to join in our conversation and have any questions on medications. We're going to go over some of the do's and don'ts of how to how to save money. What are some of the things we can do to save on the cost of medicine?
Well, I appreciate you bringing this up because it made me start thinking about the things that you can do. Some of them you don't want to do. So it's really important to know that the very most important point is to ask for a generic. Because of, again, the FDA's reviews, we know that in a reputable pharmacy, a generic drug is exactly like the brand name. So you can confidently ask your doctor to prescribe a generic, and that can save you up to 85% of the cost of the medicine.
Huge. But there are people who, I don't know if it's an old wives' tale, they believe a generic just it's less powerful, it's not as potent, and that is not true.
It really isn't. And, you know, we've done a lot, people have done millions of dollars worth of research showing that they are exactly the same, you get the same outcome. It's like when you go down the grocery aisle, do you buy the Safeway brand or you'd buy Hunt's ketchup or the brand name that you're so familiar with, but when it comes down to it, you can't tell the difference.
Pharmacies are not all created equal, so do a little homework in that area.
Exactly. And they're not only are they not some are better than others and give you more service. Mm-hmm. Some of them actually charge a lot more than others. So you can do price shopping with a caveat. Mm-hmm. If you go to multiple pharmacies to save money, which you can, you need to make sure one of them is checking and keeping a complete record to check for drug interactions and to check to make sure that the medicines are compatible. If not, you'll find out you may be taking the same medicine from two different pharmacies because one's a brand name and the other's a generic name.
And when you are shopping, when you're asking your doctor, perhaps he can fill a 3-month rather than a 1-month. That will save some money, right?
It does, because each month, if you go, you pay a copay each time.
Mm-hmm.
And by getting a 3 or even more month supply, again, if the doctor is comfortable prescribing that way and the pharmacy is willing to let you save that money, that's a good way to save money.
And also ask about a senior discount.
Absolutely. And join the club. You know, if you go to Safeway or Fry's or whatever, joining their club, you get a discount. So there are those things that can save a little bit of money, but I keep coming back. Generic prescribing is the most important.
Maybe we should also talk about some of the don'ts here before we go on about the do's. How about buying online?
Buying online is really risky. The research shows that about 80% of the drugs you buy online are counterfeit.
Whoa.
And that is not only a problem because they won't have the medicine you need in them, they often have certain toxins and poisons that are contaminating those products. And the FDA has no control over counterfeit drugs that are coming in from mostly Asia and the Middle East.
Well, I know it's very popular to people in the southern Arizona. They go down to across the border to Mexican pharmacies.
And some of those are fine, but all aren't. Many of them are counterfeit. Many of those medicines are prescription medicines that you could buy without a prescription in Mexico, which really makes them dangerous because they may be labeled for GI distress, but in fact they have a medicine that's been taken off the market in this country because it causes sudden death.
Some people will skip their medication. They may be prescribed something that says take once a day. Mm-hmm. They may cut the pill then in half.
Yeah.
Or they may be prescribed 3 times a day and they'll only do once a day.
Yes,
save money.
Absolutely, and that's part of the senior's way, and that's very dangerous because skipping pills can make the next time you take it, you may have an overreaction. Cutting pills in half can be cost-saving, but you need to check with your doctor and your pharmacist to be sure that that is a safe thing to do. Sometimes when you cut a pill in half, you actually make it be absorbed too fast, and it can become dangerous. So you can buy a pill cutter at the pharmacy, but don't use it unless you've checked with your pharmacist and your doctor, because they may each have different information.
Well, this is where CredibleMeds.org comes in, people taking multiple medications. The average person over 65 takes 7 or 8 different medications a day. Go to CredibleMeds.org and log in, and just it's simple to use. Have your prescription or your pill bottle in front of you. Type in the name.
Yes, and it'll help you make sure you get it spelled correctly.
Uh-huh.
It'll tell you if you're already taking that same medicine by another name, which is very helpful. It'll correct the spelling for you. It'll check to see if any of those medicines have a risk of causing heart damage. And it will also allow you to email that list to your doctor or your pharmacist. They can then update their records.
How about pills that, there's an expiration date on all medications? And I sometimes wonder, do they lose potency quite a bit after that date?
It varies. And you remind me of something really important right now. Another way to save money is to put it on the shelf when you have some left in case you need it later.
Right, right.
That's a very dangerous thing to do because sometimes they do expire.
And like you go back to it maybe 2 years later or something.
Exactly.
Oh, well, I've still got this prescription.
And all of us do that, but it's a very dangerous thing to do. And it reminds me that March 30th is National Take Back Medicines Day, and there will be all across the country.
You said March.
I said
March 3rd.
March. I meant April.
Okay, April 30th.
I think that's the right day.
Okay. But, yes, it is.
it will be a chance for you to clean out your cupboard. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all been squirrels. We've squirreled away these drugs that can become very dangerous. People break into your home to clean out your cupboard for you. So go, because many of those are narcotics, and go dispose of those medicines. DisposeMed is what they've done in Oro Valley. Marana, the Pima Health Department, has sites around to collect those medicines and safely distribute them. Yeah, don't pour them in the commode.
Right, I was just going to say, don't dump them down the toilet.
Don't put them in our drinking water.
No, it gets
because that's exactly where it goes, into the aquifer.
Yeah, same with all the antibiotics that go in there.
Exactly.
All right, Dr. Woosley, thank you very much. CredibleMeds.org. I can't emphasize enough how important this service is. It's really life-saving because you don't want to be mixing up a bunch of different medications.
No, they can help you, but they can also harm you.
All right, Dr. Woosley, thanks. We'll see you in early May.
See you then, Bill.
Time
thank
flies.
You.
All right, coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4, Ray Allen, my fine engineer producer, will be back to take care of Mike Shaw's needs on his show from 4 to 5. Then we do Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, the Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with our midweek edition of The Buckmaster Show. We'll be back here at 12:04. Until then, I've enjoyed visiting with you. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon and evening.